This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Spiegel and Holmes.
You guys are friends of the program, man. I can never turn y'all down.
I know that's right. That's Stacey King.
The friends of the program are my friends, and they are friends for life.
Afternoons on the Score.
But make no mistake, this is something, Speaks, I think you and listeners are really going to enjoy. This, are you a Curb fan at all?
Sure, of course.
Okay. He is Latte Larry. He's going to operate the Spite Store, and the opponent will be Mocha Joe.
So, let's turn to our resident Curb Your Enthusiasm enthusiast, Chris Tannehill. Tell people about the Spite Store and how Latte Larry works.
Well, it's a very popular show. I'm sure I'm not the only one that could enlighten the audience. I've never
Just
seen
take
the
it.
Show, actually.
Just no. take it.
A couple seasons ago, there was a coffee shop named Mocha Joe's, and
so far this tracks.
Yeah, Shane, you might want to help me out on the specifics as to why Larry felt the compulsion to avoid going to Mocha Joe's. Like, there was something wrong. There's something he didn't like about the coffee shop. It doesn't matter. Okay, you asked me. He didn't like Mocha Joe's coffee shop, right? So, out of spite, Larry opened his own coffee shop right next door called Latte Larry's, and it was the plot point of the entire season is him building up his own coffee shop out of spite.
Just out of spite for Mocha Joe.
Season 10, huh?
So when the Lions played the Cowboys,
what else? What else you got for me, Shane? On that season 10,
I never claimed
good.
To be a
no.
A
but you got
guy.
It right there, and Speeds wanted to know.
It just says season 10, episode 1.
Yeah.
So anyway, thanks guys. That was plenty. It was great. All right, it was great. Obviously, it was great.
When did Parco get here? What's up, Parco?
It's just a
battle of impressionists in there this week.
Yeah.
Oh,
you guys
said
Valencia. You guys said Valencia, but you let me on.
So when the Cowboys played the Lions in the playoffs a couple years ago, and the Cowboys got the refs to say that Taylor Decker, the lineman, didn't report as eligible when, in fact, he actually had.
We know all about that.
Yeah, the Lions got all pissed off. And when the Lions beat the bejesus out of the Cowboys this past season, during that game, Ben Johnson tried throwing a touchdown pass to Taylor Decker. He ran a hook and ladder to Penei Sewell. He let the offensive tackle Dan Skipper run routes as a wide receiver. And they ran a flea flicker to the tight end Sam Laporta for a touchdown.
Uh-huh.
All out of pure petty and spite.
It's beautiful.
For the Cowboys having done the thing. So as they're beating the hell out of the Cowboys, he rubbed it in over and over and over with offensive lineman plays.
Do you think the reason he was doing a lot of those plays against the Bears, then not spite, but showing off? The pass play to Penei Sewell, the bump. bum rush. I mean, like
the stumble bum.
That's what I meant. Stumble bum. Yeah. I mean, like three or four plays.
I think he was actually absolutely showing off in his job interview.
Yeah, but
absolutely.
Because now we know how much he wanted the job and how long he's been wanting the job. So that provides clarity that he was showing everybody a little something something.
So the fact that there was probably multiple instances, that's the one Valenti was referencing, but of Ben Johnson being petty and or spiteful as a competitive guy.
Yeah, something else really important here on a way in. Adam Harris texted me, reminding me about the specifics of the Mocha Joe Latte Larry. So I just want to clear this up.
Thank you.
For the listeners. I know it's important.
You tell Adam Harris.
Okay, yeah, I thought he passed, personally. Larry got upset because Mocha Joe's coffee wasn't hot enough, and he didn't like the scones served at Mocha Joe.
The scones were too dry, right?
Are we good like that? Are we good now?
That's enough, Mark.
That's enough.
And the tables wobbled at Mocha Joe's.
Okay. There we
Shout
go.
Out to Adam Harris.
Thank
hey,
you,
we'll,
Adam
we'll go looking at cats someday, Adam. We're both cat lovers. And he actually said to me,
let's
hey,
go
man,
look at cats?
Yeah, let's go look at cats. I was like, absolutely we'll go look at cats
like
someday.
Where? Where like going? At people's houses?
Like to a shelter.
Like
go,
Rick's,
go hang
Rick's
out
Cabaret.
And pet cat. Well, maybe. Who knows? We'll see.
Actually, how about at Polecats? Don't they have cats over there?
Polecat Tony?
Tommy?
Tommy. Yeah, it's actually Tommy.
Polecat Tony
one
has
of the
passed.
Things,
Speaks. Polecat Tony passed.
Speaks, look at me. One what? Of the things that I did write down on my chart right here.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah. I did, to your point about the spiteful Ben Johnson, I wrote, red ass. Good. Because... there wasn't really anger accountability with the predecessors to Ben Johnson. Like, you never felt like Eberflus was in the midst of a 10-game losing streak in either of his 10-game losing streaks. When Matt Nagy was here, we wanted him to show something, some accountability for the bad that was going on, whether it was getting on a player or going off in a press conference. It doesn't sound like Ben Johnson is necessarily the go-off in a press conference guy, but low-key don't mess with him.
Yeah.
He said he cusses guys out. Now, I don't know that that George will care for that, but that he that Valenti said this is a guy who will cuss people out. I think, like, if he's being earnest about that, if it really happens, it sounds silly, but that's a good thing because we haven't seen that from Bears coaches, the coaches that I've covered over the last 6 years.
No, I totally agree. Yeah. I totally agree. You want that. You want that anger, that edge, and that accountability. And if you got that mixed with a play caller of that kind of magnitude, that's pretty special stuff. How about the tight end thing?
Oh, yeah.
Buckle up on tight ends. And you do a search for things like that Lions fans have been saying about the tight ends over the past few years. Like, there was one time where they had 10 tight ends. Like, and that tight end room is always absurdly packed. Like, and he's a former tight ends coach who knows how important the position is. This Bears roster, there's going to be an overhaul. They're going to find a way to get rid of Gerald Everett. And if they can't cause the money, then he'll be like the fifth tight end. Like, there's going to be so damn many new tight ends on this Bears team to go along with Cole Kmet. Get ready for that.
And moving perfectly from that, the tight end, yes, that was one of the things that I starred during that interview. He also said, and this definitely goes with what you just said, that look out, Ben Johnson, if he has the say in the draft, he wants best player available. And Valenti in the interview said playmaker, which could completely throw off everything that we are all thinking with the number 10 overall. Think about Jahmyr Gibbs. When they drafted Gibbs and we were all in shock and look at the dumb Lions
the
and look what they
league,
did.
The whole NFL world was like, can you believe how stupid they still
are?
Oh, yeah.
So in other words, the people, and there are people out there who are like, who would love it if the Bears took a chance on Ashton Gentry, the running back out of Boise State. Like, I'm not saying that's going to happen, but that sort of stuff, if we are going to believe that about Ben Johnson, is in play. I still have, and we'll get to this later, I still have the Bears going with one of the lines, which I will reveal a little bit later on.
Oh, look at, listen to that. Listen to that tease.
Yeah,
a little bit later in the show.
I also have vision.
Sounds like Mark Brody's going to be on the clock a little bit later on.
Might be on the clock. I'll be giving a vision. Mm-hmm. I'll be giving all sorts of things. But
yeah, playmakers.
That enlightened me a little bit. Like, I was like,
I don't know. How are you going to feel? How are you going to feel about that if in one of those three top, three in the top 41, right?
Yeah.
One of those three in the top 41, they end up taking an offensive playmaker?
Oh, man. I mean, like, I think... People would be disappointed if you didn't take an offensive lineman, let alone an offensive playmaker. But yeah, you do. I mean, they do have 2 second-round picks. You should be able to get value.
And they might get another third if Ian Cunningham gets right. the Jaguars' GM job. Yeah, you know, Shane has been hot on the idea of Cooper Kupp. And I have not been, but then Valenti's answer, like, yeah, I could see him wanting a slot machine. That's what Amon-Ra St. Brown is, what Keenan Allen used to be. This idea of putting Cooper Kupp into that slot and then letting Rome Odunze be a guy on the outside and letting DJ Moore be all over the place, that is, it's a bit more intriguing.
I think he's looking for security, right, Mark? I mean, Keenan Allen was the blanket last year. When he would scramble, he'd look for Keenan first. You wish it would be Cole. You wish it would be Rome. You wish it would be DJ over Keenan. But they're going to let him find that security again. So if a slot guy and someone of that stature is his comfort, why not give Cooper Kupp, what's he going to get, $6 million? $7 million?
But it's the trade. You got to trade for him first. You got to trade for him and then sign him is the idea.
Yeah, no, of course. I'm talking about what the contract will be and what he's getting now.
Yeah, no, he'll get a lot more than that, I think.
I've been the one wanting to, and I understand that the realism of money and all of that, although the salary cap going up. I said keep Keenan Allen, and I was saying this towards the end of this season because I saw the chemistry build between those two. I saw the comfort, and then we heard Caleb Williams on the St. Brown podcast saying that's the best player receiver he's ever played with. I understand he's only 23 years old. He's had 1 year in the NFL and 4 in college. But to say that, it's like it confirmed exactly what I was seeing with my eyes. So I don't know if it's that player or that type of player. So you got to listen to that stuff. Like as much as we all want to see Rome Odunze and that development of a young player, and we will right now.
Yeah, this is the
right now. Caleb Williams is really like comfortable with guys who know exactly what they're doing, and that's Keenan Allen.
It's a fascinating time, and I'm really pleased that we've settled on this as the segment because I think that's what we're trying to get inside is Ben's vision and Ben's idea for what he wants, and we're basing it on what he did for 3 years in Detroit. It's not just like, oh, this is what he did there with who he had there. It's they slowly put this together. They built this thing together, and he was a big reason behind it. So the RAS scores, having looked up the relative athletic score, which is the score that scales athletes on overall athleticism from 0 to 10, 5 being average, 9 being the 90th percentile, etc. And that is something that they used in Detroit to Mike Valenti's notice. They must have also just picked better because Ryan Poles has been using RAS scores a lot. Ryan Poles is a big fan of the RAS scores. And I can think of some of the athletes that he has taken who haven't panned out as football players, Velus Jones Jr. You know, so you got to make sure that somebody is a football player first as well as a relatively athletic player as compared to his peers.
I agree with that. What a great example the Velus Jones is because...
Right,
because
that's an athletic freak, an athletic marvel, and you're like, we'll find a spot for him. No. In the NFL, they got to be football players.
I remember that camp, and all we could say, oh, God, well, this guy's fast. Look at him. When he'd get on the field, it was a difference maker. And then once the game started, it was like, oh, this is a problem. Another thing that he said that I thought was great was that Caleb, this is what Mike Valenti said to You Speaks, Caleb unlocks things that Ben Johnson couldn't do in Detroit.
Right.
Like with Jared Goff. And we think that Ben Johnson really liked Caleb all along.
Let's touch on that as we continue the conversation when we come back. Also, I want to get into something that I enjoyed over the weekend that I believe should become a societal norm. And I learned this from my friend, Societal Norm. All of that upcoming before Paul Papst in studio top of the hour on The Score.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.